Hi, good Vach and good Chodesh. That's right, it's Chodesh Elul, and this is Yisachar Wartel, and we are up to Parshat Shoftim. Yes, much like Parshat Mishpatim, Shoftim has a lot of laws, although not nearly quite as many. The one that's going to have all of those tremendous amount, perhaps I think maybe even the most in all of Torah, is next week's Parshat Ki Tetzeh. But let's start it with Shoftim. Of course, before we begin, I just wanted to mention the Shir is sponsored once again for a Refuah Shleima of Art Rousseau, I apologize, Rousseau, who is absolutely in need of absolute Rachmei Shemayim. We're asking for a complete Refuah Shleima for Avram Chizkiyahu ben Bluma. May he be well and continuously improve. Okay, let's get started.
In this week's parsha, Hashem tells us, Ki goyim ha'ela asher atayoresh otam al-me'anim al-ksamim, for these nations that you will... Actually, you know what? I think I did this one last year. All right, so actually I'm going to talk to you about a different one because I actually believe I did tell you that one last year. So if you're interested in hearing what I was just about to speak about, go back and look on Shir Enjoyment's page and you should be able to find it. I'm going to talk about a different topic, again, still pertaining to Parshat Shoftim. In this week's Parsha, it speaks of the Kohen Mashiach, which is the Kohen anointed for battle. He is to tell B'nai Yisrael, Al yirach avavchem, al tira'u, v'al tichpazu, v'al taratzu mifnehem. Do not let your heart be faint, literally do not soften your heart. Do not fear and do not panic or be hasty and do not be broken before them. Now, what precisely is the difference between not fearing and not letting one's heart be faint? As there is no vav connecting these two clauses, they must in fact be linked, but they surely cannot mean the same thing, as the Torah certainly contains no redundancies. Like the Torah means to tell us that these two things are different. So the Sfas Emes gives us a partial insight into this. He explains that who is one whose heart is faint? One who sinned, right? And therefore he feels guilty about what he did and that he might not have this chesed, might not have the merit. He has faith in Hashem, but he's worried about his success and well-being due to the wrong that he has committed. We therefore tell one who has this concern to return home and not fight in battle. Now, Rabbi Warren Goldstein, the chief rabbi of South Africa, actually presents a more detailed approach to this matter by quoting the Gemara, Masechet Sota, Mem Bet Amud Bet, so 42b, and he paraphrases the following. These four expressions refer to four different tactics, meaning the four different expressions that are used by those who should not be, the ones we said before. Do not be faint of heart, do not be afraid, do not panic, and do not be broken before them. Refer to different tactics that were employed by armies in those days. Do not be faint of heart refers to the neighing of the horses. The armies back then used to stir up the horses so that they would neigh, and the noise would intimidate the enemy. Do not be afraid refers to the clattering of the shields. They would scare the opposing soldiers by rubbing the shields together to make a terrible noise. Do not panic refers to the trumpets which the enemy would blow to induce fear. And do not be broken before them refers to the shouting, the absolute shouting of the enemies who would scream in order to scare the soldiers. All these different methods of making noise were used to intimidate the opposition. If one reads further on in the parsha, the Kohen Mashiach continues with the speech, saying, Mi ha'ish ha'ira, v'rach ha'loivav, yelech v'yeshev l'veitov, v'lo yimas v'tlevav v'chav. Who is the man who is fearful and his heart is soft? He should go and return to his home and not melt the heart of his brothers. A lot to break down here. But it's interesting that here, only the first two elements are discussed, right, which is specifically the one who is fearful and the softening of the heart, but they're actually in the reverse order of where they were before. So why only are these two mentioned here? They have to go back to their homes. And why are the inversions? So to get the answer, I'd like to suggest that the four elements are actually four stages. The softening of the heart, which is the first one initially mentioned and later on the second, corresponds to becoming soft or vulnerable, not having, like being some cowardice, like having cowardice, like just not being tough for battle. Being stricken with fear corresponds to a stiffening or hardening as opposed to a softening. Right, like you kind of freeze up, right, and then you don't know how to act. Panicking, more correctly being hasty, is something done with speed and intensity and is therefore linked to heat, bear with me, and being broken is essentially falling apart. Therefore, the four stages can be summarized as follows. Becoming soft, petrifying or hardening, then being heated, and then falling apart. One who is going into battle, or really any difficult situation, must be aware of all that can make him stray from his objective. In the proper order, there are four stages in which one can gain his bearings and strengthen himself. One could strengthen his softened heart by getting encouragement from other people, finding sources of encouragement. They can give him more resolve. This not only remedies the softening of the heart, but it also allows for an easier adjustment to hardening due to fear, which will prevent a person from cracking under the pressure. However, if one switches the two stages and becomes fearful and then becomes faint of heart, this is the opposite. This is akin to hardening and then succumbing to the softening of the heart, which leads to crumbling or melting. So let's focus on this one with those other two things, right? So basically we have A to C and B to D. So if you're fearful, then that leads to hardening, or it's akin to hardening because you wall up and harden with fear. And then that leads to cracking, which is falling apart. So that's B and D. A and C, which is softening of the heart and panicking. Panicking is kind of like crumbling or melting, although that's also connected to heating. So it's actually a little bit difficult to determine exactly which fits into which letter. So we see the A and B because sometimes we switch in C and D. But either way, if you do it in a way in which you're going to be crumbling or melting or cracking, it's nearly impossible to recover, right? If you're stiff, you can break out of it. If you're coward, you can potentially become strengthened. You can find something to spark your courage. But if you're the kind of person that you specifically do it in the order where first you become afraid and then, meaning you become fearful so that you stiffen, and then you just completely chicken out so that you have no resolve whatsoever, so that you're effectively, you might be physically solid, but you're just liquid inside, right? Then, you know, others might melt with you. Like, you'll be a bad influence on people, and then you have to go home. You're much more danger of affecting others because they can sense, right? You're present. You're not just running away. If you're a coward, you're running away. Here, you're present. You're trying to tough it out, but you are so broken and crumbling inside that other people can see that, and it rubs off on people, and therefore this individual is asked specifically to go home and not affect other people. Now, the true remedy for this, other than inspecting and correcting one's deeds, of course, is to hope and pray to Hashem for mercy and strength. As we now say in the month of Elul, Chazak v'yamatz libecha v'kaveh Hashem, strengthen and make courageous your heart and hope in Hashem. So it's both. You want to strengthen, right? So if you're soft, right, meaning you're lacking courage for whatever reason. It could be courage to do a mitzvah. It could be courage to stand up for what you believe in. It could be courage to do a mitzvah or just be a very introverted person. So you ask Hashem for help. Obviously, there's other things you can work on too, you know, practical matters. But you want to pray to Hashem to strengthen you. Strengthen your commitment to whatever it might be, whether it's mitzvah or other things that you need to do, strengthen your commitment to your family, whatever it is. But you also want to be courageous to the point where you're not going to be just standing there. You're going to be able to take action. You're going to be able to do what needs to be done. Again, with respect to whatever aspect and role in life of your it is. But we want to pray to Hashem that we will not succumb to whatever taint we have from our sins, and that we won't let it soften us, and that we can be confident that we are working and that Hashem sees that we're striving and constantly growing. And that we're praying to Hashem that he will see that we're constantly working on ourselves, and despite whatever flaws and downsides we may have, that we can still have resolve and we can still be courageous because we know that Hashem is helping us and we know that Hashem believes in us and that we're working on ourselves. So we can make our heart courageous and we can have hope in Hashem. Wishing you all a good Chodesh Elul and a Shabbat Shalom.